Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, yeah. Here we are on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, it is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the president, nice little escort flying into Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Hanging out, getting the what I'd call the royal treatment.
That's an appropriate way to put it. Yeah. From those royals there, yes.
This is a good thing. Positive things are happening. What about that stock market yesterday? I was like, cash it all in. I'm rich. I'm going to retire. But then what do you do with it?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Put it in the bank. Get me, you know, a couple 2%.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do with it then? Mm-hmm. Oh, buy gold. Yeah, I know. I missed that train.
Yeah, a couple thousand.
Like 20 years ago.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Anyway, no, it's all good. It is all good. And Trump's even going to get like a free jet.
Man.
Which gives me an opportunity to say.
Yes.
Deplane. A controversy about deplane.
Oh, there is.
Yes. You can't have that. That's against the Constitution.
Yeah, that's Rand Paul. And look, he's a constitutionalist, and I'm a fan of Rand Paul's.
I don't think planes are even mentioned in the Constitution.
In fact, they're not.
See,
there is a brief mention of Leonardo da Vinci and some kind of flying machine, but clearly that was a helicopter.
Absolutely.
So are we in agreement there?
Yes.
Take that, Jonathan Turley. Huh? Read that up, pal.
Jack.
Yeah, so I'm in good spirits. I'm feeling better today for sure.
Well, you were like the Walking Dead yesterday morning.
Well, tired, long vacation, and still battling some kind of creeping crud. But
today's your birthday.
Today it's my birthday. In fact, it is. Thank you, Greg.
It is.
Yeah.
He's 40 again.
Yeah. The big 6'3".
Thanks for catching up.
Well, I'm glad to be here with you. Now I know how you feel, Greg. Hey. It is a year of little like introspection, looking back a little bit, looking forward, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully not making mistakes that I can chalk up to youth. Because those days
are
gone. But thanks. I already got many, many thank yous on the Book of Faces and a couple of cards, a really nice one from our friend Pete, calls in on a regular basis. And it's just, very nice. And we will move we'll move forward. I looked at my horoscope. I don't believe in them unless they're good, and there was some good stuff in there.
Right. So, yeah.
But I still don't believe in them. I just take it as positive.
You take them as humor when they're a positivity thing for you. Yeah.
Oh, here's my wise thought for the day.
Oh, okay.
Don't live by emotion. Live by the spirit. And
okay.
Yeah. And so, yes, it has. It is at the heart of it. It's biblical. But all the decisions that you make, the things that you say and do, when you're under emotional pressure, or maybe not the best of you or your true self, and that's why you want to operate under the spirit and not under emotion. The only exception would be if you feel the true emotion of love and joy, well, that's fantastic. But it's just, I don't know, one of those things. And the emotional thing, it's easy to point at others and go, you know, they're emotional. They're irrational. And I think of it, you know, the whole TDS, the Trump derangement syndrome. And, you know, it's still out there. And unfortunately, still strong. But that is kind of an example that they immediately get emotional when you mention Trump.
Over the top.
And that's what you want to try not to do. Try not to live by emotion. And you know who uses emotion against you? It's the devil. See, emotion like fear, regret, shame. It's the devil who whispers in your ear that you're not worthy, you're not good, you'll always be like this, you'll always be like that. God doesn't do that. He gives you positive stuff. So that right away you know, that's my emotions or the devil talking to me. I'm going to disregard that, and I'm going to move forward. So there's nothing you can do to change the past. And anything that tries to pull you into that thought process is not good for you. So on that note.
Well said.
Thank you, sir. On that note, let's all take our cheap drugs now that President Trump has given us.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. In case you missed it, President Trump signed an executive order yesterday to reduce drug prices in America to rates similar to what those other nations pay. And it was a big to-do. And it's important, and it's smart. And once again, Trump is winning. And you have to wonder what the drug companies now are going to do. I had this bad emotional feeling that their greed would cause them to, so we don't have to pay prices any higher than other countries.
Hmm.
What if they just jack up the prices to other countries?
I can see them doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, if you look at it from a consumer perspective, once again, we are the biggest consumers of everything, including pharmaceuticals.
Right.
So you say, if we lose some business because the prices are too high in Ecuador, our profit center is the U.S.
Uh-huh.
So even if we upset some customers, too bad. That's what I'm concerned about. But we'll see how it progresses. But, I mean, looking at it from 30,000 feet, Greg.
Yes.
Just the other day I was at 30,000 feet, so I can give you the big picture. I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a good thing.
We'll see what happens, because obviously steps have to be taken to make it happen. But, you know, he tried this, you know what, back in 2016, and they had judges stopping it then. I'm like, what is it with these people and their judges just trying to stop good things from happening to Americans?
Well, they can't stand the possibility that Republicans, most importantly Trump, could actually get and take credit for it. They just can't. They can't handle that.
But I thought Biden was going to both cure cancer and lower the price of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah.
Close.
Okay. All right.
Political and business leaders joined Trump at the Saudi royal court. We could have peace between Ukraine and Russia. We're a lot closer to it now than we are ever during the Biden administration, that's for sure. So some good things are happening. Some local stuff we're going to share with you. It's all coming your way on the Tuesday, Trash Talking Tuesday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 616, 97.3, The Sky.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's going to be another awesome day, my friends. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It's 6:21 in your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Saturday, 9 a.m., dedication of the Military Services Flag Display Plaza. This is an Eagle Scout project of Nicholas Eggers from Marion County Boy Scout Troop 72. The dedication ceremony will be followed by the formal presentation of Eagle Scout designation by local dignitaries and leaders of the Boy Scouts of America. All right, scouting still going strong. Congratulations. So Saturday, May 17th, 9 a.m., dedication of the Military Services Flag Display Plaza. Eagle Scout, that is an accomplishment.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
You could go from that to being like in the CIA to being, I don't know, the CEO of Anheuser-Busch.
Could be.
Are you familiar with the story at all? The guy that is the CEO, Anheuser-Busch CEO, Brendan Whitworth, apparently he was CIA.
Really?
I don't even know if I'm supposed to let that out. But
well,
there it is.
I would have thought he would have kept it a secret.
The reason I brought it up is Anheuser-Busch planning to invest $300 million in its facilities across the U.S., bolstering manufacturing jobs, supporting veterans who are pursuing manufacturing careers.
Interesting.
So that's what they're going to do. They're going to expand Columbus, Ohio, and they're going to train people up. And they've invested more than $2 billion in its 100 facilities in the U.S. over the last 5 years. So, yeah, they continue to invest and reinvest in America. And obviously, that's part of a larger story. I told you that President Trump signed an executive order on Monday to reduce drug prices in America. It's not going to happen overnight, but we hope that it takes effect fairly soon. And Trump predicted that prices would come down between 59 and 80%. He said maybe even 90%. He said the way things currently stand, pharmaceutical companies make over two-thirds of their profits in the U.S., which accounts for only 4% of the world's population. Yeah, we're only 4% of the world's population. We take like 80 times more drugs than any other nation.
And apparently drink a lot of beer.
Well, that too. Yeah. Yeah, but I've seen articles, a lot more people... you know, cutting back, turning to more non-alcoholic beverages, yeah. Not just beer. But, you know, as you get more and more of these studies that are coming out saying even just a little bit is not good for your body. It used to be, you know, mm-hmm. a beer a day, a shot a day, you know, two drinks on the weekend, whatever. Mm-hmm. That was even good for you.
And people, they took advantage of what they thought was, oh, yeah, just a little bit of wine in the evening. And, well, if a little is good... Well, you know.
Yeah.
And now they're finding that's not even necessarily true.
Well, so, and what they found was there's not necessarily like a physical correlation. You know, in other words, you're actually making your body healthier.
Right.
I think what they found out was that related to maybe having a cocktail or whatever was the social aspect of
it. A little relaxation of the mind, that kind of thing, a little interaction.
Yes.
Yes.
And that they that the sociability and having the social interaction is one of the traits of people who generally enjoy what we call longevity. All right. So then there's the controversy about DePlaine.
Oh, my goodness.
Rand Paul. He was on Jesse Waters. Primetime. Donald Trump should not accept a $400 million jet from Qatar or Qatar or any of those places. That's
depending who you listen to. Yeah.
Q-A-T-A-R. Anyway, he said something along the lines of, hey, when somebody gives you a putt, you pick up your ball and you walk off the green. You're familiar with that at all, Greg? Golfers, it's like you get it that close to the hole, people are like, you know, that's a, what it's, we call a gimme.
Given.
Just
okay.
pick it up like okay. so that we can keep the game moving along. And
makes sense.
Because you're that close, you're probably going to end up rushing it anyway and possibly missing it. So other words, he's trying to say, just take the ball and thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. And you go about your way. So, look, a $400 million Air Force One replacement. What's the deal with Boeing? What's taking them so long? Is it because he blinked at the price and said, no. He did.
But that was a lot of years ago, and it's still not done.
Yeah, that was his first term.
Yes.
Yeah, it should have been done already. Democrats are calling it a bribe. Pam Bondi says it's legal as long as he transfers the jet to his library and eventually switches back to Trump Force One. And he says, only a stupid person would not take the deal. But
that sounds like him.
But Rand Paul, he said, the senator, he said, the Constitution in Article 2 talks about the president can't take emoluments or gifts from foreign leaders. And so there is a provision in the Constitution that says you can't do this. And so the question is, can you do it? Only if it's for official purposes. I think it's not worth the appearance of impropriety. Whether it's improper or not, it's not worth it. Jesse Waters said, so if Qatar does give him, the plane and says, hey, Rand, you want to hop on the jet down to Palm Beach? You'll say no. He said, no, I think it's a mistake. And it's just bringing up something he doesn't need. I mean, it is interesting, though, and I'm not accusing Rand Paul of it. I don't know. But I know, like, Nancy Pelosi and some others were, like, the worst offenders of using they would fly on military planes.
For personal.
For personal and fly family and take advantage of all kinds of things.
But did they pay the government back for
Yeah, not so much. More no than definitely all no's. No, they did not.
And it's not like he's trying to hide anything. Talk about being transparent, you know?
Right.
Come on.
But we'll see. Big news. Hostage released. Eden Alexander released. Hamas. It's a big deal. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast. Download it wherever you normally do. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning and welcome. 6:39, the Bob Rose Show. Rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. It's always plenty to talk about, but it is going to be another wonderful day, especially any time that you can get back somebody that's been held hostage, because that is such a horrendous thought to be held like that. Freed American Israeli hostage, Edan Alexander, reportedly tortured by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas during nearly 600 days in captivity. Man. And was kept handcuffed in a cage along with other hostages. Alexander was freed by Hamas on Monday, supposedly as a gesture of goodwill by the terrorist group, ahead of U.S. President Donald Trump's visit this week to several Arab countries in the region. Trump, of course, welcomed the release, as did Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, who was present in Israel to greet Alexander. Witkoff is working on a broader regional peace deal involving Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The latter has been Hamas's source of funds and protection in exile at various times over the last several decades. However, like many Israeli hostages, particularly male hostages, Alexander was malnourished until shortly before his release, and he appears to have been treated worse than the rest, despite his U.S. citizenship, because he was a soldier in the elite Golani Brigade of the IDF. When he was captured on October 7th of 23, Times of Israel, citing Israel's Kan broadcaster, reported released hostage Edan Alexander suffered severe torture, was held handcuffed in a cage extended period of time, reportedly interrogated for weeks, held in a Hamas tunnel. Trump, of course, had been harshly critical of Hamas in the past for the malnutrition and torture of Israeli hostages. And the Red Cross, which delivered Alexander to Israel, failed to visit him in captivity even a single time. Now, is that on them, or is that because Hamas wouldn't let them? I don't know. But at least he is he's free. And, yeah, when they hold people this length of time, and you're basically being starved. Yeah, you can return to some level of health, but the damage will have been done.
Oh, yeah.
And it will come back to haunt you at some period later in your life. Hopefully much later, but, that's a good sign. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll take it for what it's worth. Good news and bad news. Which one do you want first?
Well, I usually like the bad news first. That way it kind of ends on a high note, theoretically.
Bad news is we have another gang that apparently is considered more violent than Tren de Aragua. More violent. In fact, their anti-Tren is kind of their name.
Really?
Well, that's what they're referred to by, anyway. Okay. basically, they're a splinter group. They split off from Tren de Aragua.
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 It was so close.
Tren de Aragua. Aragua.
There's a reason they just use the alphabet on that one, I think. Nobody gets it right.
Yeah, TDA. Yep. Anyway, apparently they're worse. And
that's pretty bad.
Yeah. They're running drugs, prostitution rings in New York City, and according to an indictment, members of Anti-Tren protect their power and territory through various criminal acts, which includes violence towards members of Tren de Aragua. So the good news is maybe these gangs will kind of, you know,
take each other out.
Yeah.
There's a thought. Just don't get in the middle.
Well, exactly.
That's what happens.
That's always the problem. Yeah. But, yeah. Somebody had said, oh, they're not the most dangerous. And I don't know that they were referring to this new splinter group, but it's, yeah, is everybody trying to outdo everybody?
Yeah.
No, we're the nastiest. We're the most evil.
How about we just ship them all somewhere, no matter which is the worst?
I don't know. If you could get all the district judges to agree that that's perfectly okay.
Yes, exactly.
And all they want to run the country.
Democrat politicians who want to protect them.
Bernie versus Bernie.
Ooh.
Bernie on Bernie. Bernie v. Bernie. Republican Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio.
Yeah.
Accused Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent socialist from Vermont, of spreading the propaganda of Hamas.
Ooh.
After the self-described democratic socialist claimed Israel was guilty of ethnic cleansing and using starvation as a weapon of war. I just told you about the story where a guy who's an American citizen was fighting for the IDF. They held him for 600 days in a cage, handcuffed. They didn't feed him or fed him very little. But here Bernie Sanders wants to say, oh, it's Israel? Come on. It was a heated Senate floor exchange on Thursday, and Bernie Sanders delivered a prepared speech accusing Israel's government of war crimes in Gaza. Wow. Well, just in case anybody had any trouble figuring out, you know, which side he's on, there's another of the 143 points.
Let's send him over there to, you know, maybe settle things.
That's a wonderful idea.
He's got all the answers.
I like it.
Yeah.
And, we'll even give him a free jet to fly on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
More on that story, of course. State Senator Jay Collins is going to join us approximately 8:35 this morning. Good morning. Welcome. It's going to be another awesome day on this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:50. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of your top stories. The president signed it. Executive order. Drug costs are going to be lowered. Drug companies are now going to be allowed to charge Americans any more than they charge people in any other country. We'll see what the timetable will be on that, because if it is the way we're hoping, it could be incredible amounts of savings for a whole lot of Americans. Also, hostage release by Hamas, Edan Alexander, apparently held handcuffs in a cage and 600 days and very malnutrition, and that's not good, but he is back, so that's a good thing. And then making plans for you. I already made your plans for Saturday, by the way, and you're welcome. This Saturday, 11 to 4, I will be at the 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast. If you have not attended one, you've got to come out, because the whole hog, all the fixings, everything is coming from locally owned Sweet Meats Butcher Shop. And I can tell you, I can attest personally, fantastico. Awesome. All right. These folks, they win barbecue championship, just to give you an idea. Live music from Brantford Highway. And, of course, it'll be fun for the whole family. Games and prizes and stuff like that. It benefits the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So you get some great eats, and it benefits the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So get out to Gainesville Harley-Davidson. We'll have a good time together. And while you're there, you can check out the all-new 2025 lineup, including the new 2025 Nightster, starting at only $99.99. Their sales folks will be happy to guide you and give you a hand. It's going to be a wonderful day, just like today shaping up to be another day in paradise.
Gotta love it.
As I like to say. All right, let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Donnie. Good morning, Donnie.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the president can't unilaterally lower the prices of drugs. And I know that Congress won't do anything about it, because they're arguing right now in Congress, the Republicans, of whether they're going to cut $600 billion or $800 billion. And it all sounds great until you realize they're talking about over a 10-year span. And since 2020, the budget has gone up almost 60%. Now, if they were really serious about not deficit spending, instead of talking about going back to pre-COVID spending, if they just froze the spending as is today and left it like that for 5 years, I don't know the exact figure, but it wouldn't take that long from natural growth in the economy to balance the budget. They're not serious about doing anything like that. Nobody in D.C. is. That's all you have to do is stop increasing. Just do what you did last year. You're going to get the same amount as you got last year. That sounds like a fair compromise, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but you're talking you're rational. Yeah. And
using logic and everything.
Yeah, you can't. No. No. It's like there's an anti-logic force field as you enter the DC airspace. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it goes out the window. It's sad. Yeah. But look, it is going to take a lot of pain to get completely back on track. It will. But I say better to feel some of that pain now. You could leave it for your kids and your grandkids. I just feel bad because I know that I'm going to spend all of my money, so there'll be no inheritance. But I would hate for them to not inherit anything from me and also inherit, the debt that's been accrued. So maybe I will leave them something now that I feel bad.
Just a little bit. Well, our Congresswoman Kat Kamick's going to be on the show tomorrow, and I was actually talking to her yesterday, and she was kind of referring to it as Hell Week. She says rhinos are just rolling over. It's just, they're fighting for, last-minute changes. It's a tough time to be in D.C. trying to fight for anything, to be trying to do what's right.
To lower the budget, try to save money. I know you can see it. The lefties went crazy over Doge. It's like, they're trying to save you your hard-earned money. Part of that don't you get?
Mm-hmm.
But President Donald Trump did sign this executive order reducing drug prices in America at a rate similar to that those of other nations. Now, that's the idea behind it. Starting today, the United States will no longer subsidize the health care of foreign countries, which is what we're doing. We're subsidizing others where they paid a small fraction for the same drug that we pay many, many, many more times for, and will no longer tolerate profiteering and price gouging from Big Pharma, adding that it was actually other countries that forced pharmaceutical companies into the situation. A White House fact sheet notes that the order directs Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer to ensure foreign countries are not engaged in practices that purposefully and unfairly undercut market prices and drive price spikes in the U.S. Moreover, officials will communicate target prices to pharmaceutical producers to garner the best deal for America. The order also aims to establish a vehicle allowing Americans to purchase drugs at most favored nation prices from producers directly. All right. So will it actually, when the rubber hits the road, so to speak, will we actually see real savings? I'm hopeful. We'll see. All right. What about that new plane? A lot of controversy if you're going to get this free plane from the country of gutter. We'll talk about that and more. It is all on the way. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 97.3 The Sky.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.